Well, Steve, I'm sure you were thrilled with the performance of your side today, just not quite the result.
No. Listen, we'd have taken this at lunchtime today, absolutely. You know, but I'm so proud of my players. You know, they know today we've stripped here, having to lose the likes of Kieran, and then during the game we're losing players that we've worked really hard with in terms of our shape and being ready for tonight. But it seemed to be whatever player we put in any position, they gave us everything they've got, Andy, and it's a trademark of the team that since we put them together 2 years ago, and there's a lot of the lads that were here 2 years ago, since we put them together, then they really have such a desire to win football matches. And I think if all the chances are taken today, I think we definitely win the game. And it's taken the goal of the century to break us. And I just said to some other media there that if there's a better goal in the playoffs this year, I'll wake up a chicken. But then I forgot what a chicken did. But I'll wake up a chicken if there's a better goal.
It was a special goal, wasn't it? But, I mean, in terms of... that's it, isn't it? I mean, Colin's not had a great deal else to do.
No, he's not. And that's testament to all my team. You know, I thought the front two from Revelle and Thomas, we defended from the front, you know, and I think we attacked from the back, and I think we caused a good team real problems, you know. We all sat back and looked at the players from a distance, and every manager breaks the squads down and what the options are, and it really is quite scary what Preston have got. But we've come here, we go level to the New York on Thursday. You know, if there's a repeat of that, it's another fantastic game, and we have the home advantage, and we have the opportunity for our support to make the type of noise that the Preston North End fans made today. I thought they were absolutely stunning as a home support, and our supporters turned up in big numbers, and they go home happy with a result that's acceptable in the playoffs. It's not a good result, because normally we think a good result is winning, but it's an acceptable result.
I suppose it's how do you see this tie, because it could be viewed as advantage you're at home, or a Preston side with nothing to lose.
Oh, I don't think it's advantage anyone. I think that of the four teams in the playoffs, I think everyone respected that Preston would be the team that perhaps people wanted to shy away from. I always took the personal view that it didn't matter who we got, because if you can come to Deepdale and perform like that, it just gives us a chance at the New York. But at the same time, we know that Preston came there very early in this season and dominated for 45 minutes like we hadn't been dominated, and the game finished 0-0. So he's got some top players, and I'm sure he's got options to freshen it up that perhaps we might not have for Thursday.
So injuries then. How late in the day was Kieran Agard pulled out of things today?
Well, he trained yesterday, and at the end of it, he just said he was feeling his hamstring slightly, and this morning he come and told me that, and like Kieran does, says, but I want to play. And I said, you're not going to play, son. If you're not 100%, you can't play for Rotherham United. And I've always maintained that, you know, we'd have put young lads on that pitch tonight if we have. Do you know why? Because those young lads, the two on there, are steeped with us for 2 years. They know the high expectations, and they know that if they're 100% fit, we'll give them 100% support in everything they do, as long as they give us 100% effort. And so Kieran was extremely disappointing. And then to lose Richard Binley, you know, almost 10, 15 minutes in, was it? That was disappointing. So we were chopping and changing for the game, and then losing Frecklington when his runs were causing them a problem was that. But we need to really look at it in 48 hours' time rather than tomorrow morning. We'll all assemble tomorrow, but it'll be probably Tuesday before we know.
So what actually happened to Brindley then, and what happened to Frecklington? What have they suffered?
Again, Brindley just felt his hamstring, you know. And obviously everyone's seen Lee Frecklington clashed with the goalkeeper. He possibly should have scored and he wouldn't have clashed with him. But the goalkeeper's come out, and I think it's just knee to knee or whatever it is, and Leo left him very sore, but you know, he'll want to play, that's for sure.
So it does leave you with a few posers, doesn't it, between now and Thursday?
Yeah, but I've always maintained that the days of me as a manager, you know, no sleeping and worrying about who you've not got. I have no interest in the players I've not got available, you know. I only have an interest in the players that we can or will be available, because they're the ones we have to focus on. And whatever 11 we pick on Thursday, or whatever 14 eventually gets on the pitch, we're sure that if they give us 100%, we're still a part of this cup tie. And we know it's going to be extremely, extremely tough to beat a Preston North End side that I just think is stacked full of quality from back to front. You see the options that Simon Grayson's doing at the end there, and you've seen the substitutions. He's bringing on Kevin Davis. He played for England. I paid into watch. You know, he's bringing on the boy Humphreys. He's one of the best wide players in the league. He's got Craig Davis up there, and he's got a little genius in Andy Garner, isn't he? But you know, if you pay big sums, you get big players, and that's what they've got here.